This is West Virginia Morning. I'm Teresa Wills. In eastern Kentucky's coal country, jobs are scarce, and many people struggle with substandard housing. Some high school students think they can help tackle those big problems by building tiny houses. As part of the series Changing Course, Benny Becker reports on a project called Building It Forward that has vocational students designing, building, and selling tiny homes.
So come in, Will.
In the back of a parking lot in Hazard, Kentucky, Desi Bowling shows visitors around a tiny house built by students from nearby Knott County.
If you look up in the loft, it has a queen-size bed.
This tiny house is built on an 18-foot-long trailer bed. It has a beautiful oak interior, and there's no space wasted. There are even drawers built into the stairs. Bowling is the associate director of the Kentucky Valley Educational Cooperative. This past school year, the cooperative funded three Eastern Kentucky vocational schools to design and build tiny homes. The project gives students practical skills working as a team, and Bowling explains each of the schools can afford to build a second tiny house this year because all three structures sold at a profit.
Each year, these will be sold to be able to continue this project next year, and kids, as they come through, everybody will have this opportunity.
3 years ago, the cooperative won a $30 million federal grant to fund innovation and personalized education in classrooms throughout eastern Kentucky. Bowling says the Tiny House Project is an effort to make sure that all of the cooperative schools offer classes that are interesting and valuable to students, even if they're not planning on going to college.
One group that may not have benefited right from the beginning was the vocational school students.
That rumble in the background is the sound of another student-built tiny home getting hauled away. Charles Hawkins explained that one of his sons bought it to use as temporary housing.
They discovered that they had a black mold in the house, so they're going to get this to use until that's finished, and then they'll either sell this thing or take it out to the lake somewhere and park it.
Hawkins says they got interested in tiny houses from watching reality TV shows like Tiny House Nation.
Trust me, tiny homes are the next big thing.
Hawkins says he thinks it's important that schools focus on practical projects like building tiny homes.
They need to concentrate more on vocational trade, because every kid that goes to school is not destined to become a lawyer or a doctor. Somebody has got to fix the plumbing. Somebody's got to wire the house.
Every student I've spoken to has said they really enjoy learning these kinds of practical skills. For instance, Charles Colin Mosley, who worked on the drawers and stairs you heard about earlier.
So I took a lot of pride in those steps. These are custom. They're real sturdy. I'm just really proud of it.
Steve Richardson is a truant officer in Knott County. He says the Tiny House Project has made a big difference for some of the students who in previous years had missed a lot of class to the point where he'd had to make home visits.
We've been able to get them involved in the learning process, whereas before we were struggling to do that.
Danny Vance is the principal of Knott County's vocational school. He was also struck by how much time and care students put into building the tiny house.
I was a teacher for 21 years before becoming an administrator, and I don't remember many of my students coming down on Saturday and Sunday to work on the project like they did on this one. It's just the best project I've ever been involved with.
Vance says he thinks students are more invested in the project because it has real-world results.
This has to be done right, and if it's not right, somebody's going to pay the price down the road.
Three schools are building their second tiny house this year, and five other schools got funding from the cooperative to join their ranks and build their own tiny homes. The vocational school in Letcher County, Kentucky, is one of the sites building a tiny house for the first time.
Could you explain what's going on here?
Yes, we had to cut a piece of OSB, and now they're just knocking it in with a piece of wood and drilling holes on the side of it. Then they're just going to screw it down, and then that's four laid.
That's Haley Hart, a student in the carpentry class. She says she likes how much freedom she has in this class to come up with ideas and see them through.
Because most of the time whenever you're in other classrooms, if you have an idea, you're not allowed to do it. You have to stick with what the teacher tells you to do. But in here, you're allowed to do anything that comes to your mind.
Hart says the class has made her more confident.
I would never imagine I could be like in the process of helping building a tiny house.
One of her classmates, Matthew Collier, says he thinks the Tiny House Project has given all the students not just confidence, but also a new sense of hope.
Every kid that we have in our classroom is real confident, and everybody has fun in this class. I mean, everybody loves this class. We do the best we can, and when we get finished, buddy, it will look like $1 million.
Scott McReynolds heads the Housing Development Alliance, based in Hazard, Kentucky. He points out that construction and home repair are kinds of work that can't be outsourced.
You can't call somebody in India and say, my roof leaks. You got to have somebody there to patch your roof. And the sort of skills the students are learning, not just how to hammer and how to saw, but the deadlines, budgets, that all translates into what they need to be successful in those sorts of careers.
McReynolds says there are a lot of housing needs in the hills of eastern Kentucky. And in many situations, a tiny house could be a good, affordable option.
Tourism, student housing, just folks who want to move around, renters that would love to have a house that they owned. We need more traditional housing also. But what really excites me is the skills the students are learning are really translatable to the rest of the solutions we need.
Right now, 8 schools in eastern Kentucky are building tiny houses. Students have a deadline to finish construction by April when the tiny homes will be exhibited and put up for auction to fund another round of tiny house building at each school. For the Ohio Valley Resource, I'm Benny Becker in Whitesburg, Kentucky.
The Ohio Valley Resource is made possible by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. This series is supported by the Solutions Journalism Network. West Virginia Morning is a production of West Virginia Public Broadcasting, which is solely responsible for its content. You can keep up with the latest West Virginia news throughout the day on our website, wvpublic.org. Support for our news bureaus comes from West Virginia University, Concord University, and Shepherd University. Our producer is Glennis Board. I'm Teresa Wills. Support for West Virginia Public Broadcasting is provided by Taylor Books, featuring Rampollo, The Ordeal of Appalachia by Stephen Stahl, an original investigation into West Virginia history that challenges notions about progress and development. Taylor Books on Capitol Street in downtown Charleston.